اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فجر.
Thank you so much for joining us again. Alhamdulillah, we finished the rule إظهار, إدغام and إخفاء. So one more rule is left, which is
إقلاب.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
So إخفاء was to hide, إدغام was to merge, and إظهار was
nothing.
To do nothing. But إقلاب is to
change.
So there was a sentence. Change, merge, hide, nothing. Hide, merge, and change,
nothing.
Okay. Now we are going to change, but nothing. We delete this one. Okay. We change something. Okay. Yes. So now let's go to the rule إقلاب. Alhamdulillah, it's easy. Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry. It's easy. إقلاب means to change, right? إقلاب yes. means to change. But what should we change to what? What should we change and what should we change it to? So, إقلاب tells you that you change because we're talking about Nun, Sakin and Tanween. So whatever we do here, okay, with these four rules, okay, we're applying all these four rules on Nun, Sakin or Tanween. So إقلاب means you change that Nun sound, either it is a Nun, Sakin or Tanween producing that Nun sound, okay? You change this Nun sound to a hidden meme.
Yes.
Meme. When you say meme, your lips touch one another, okay?
Meme.
But hidden meme is that you produce the sound meme, but your lips do not touch. Do not completely touch one another. Meow, meow, meow. Look, there is a little space, okay? There has to be a little space between your lips. For example, if you take a tissue or a paper, okay, a four paper, whatever, okay, you put between your lips, okay, the paper fits there, okay? It means it does not let your lips touch. This way, okay? Just there has to be a little space between your lips, okay? That's called إقلاب. This is how we apply the rule إقلاب, okay? So we change that Nun sound to a hidden or a half meme. Half meme, okay? A half meme with a nasal sound. Okay? And also how we should prolong it or no? Yeah, for two counts you have to prolong it, okay? Two counts, okay? That's right. Okay? So, now it becomes more clear when we go to examples, okay? So listen to this example. Min baini. Min baini. So إقلاب was applied when the tanween or nun sakin approaches what letter?
Ba.
The letter ba. Min baini. Nun sakin plus
ba.
Ba. Min baini. So do we apply the rule إقلاب here or no?
Yes.
Okay, how should we apply? For what?
We turn the noon sound into a small meme sound.
A half meme sound. Okay, go on. How do we?
Mim baini.
That's correct. Mim baini. But a gunna as well has to be there. Yes, gunna means a nasal sound.
Yes.
Mim baini. Min baini. If you say min baini, that's wrong. Because it changes to another word.
Yes.
You don't have to change the word. We kind of bring some changes, but not a complete change. We do not completely change the noon to a meme. Okay? Min baini. No. Min baini. Okay? Yes, Ali Nasir?
This iqlab, every time when the noon is sakin or tanwin reaches to ba, we will apply this rule?
Yeah, of course.
You don't have any other situation?
No. Okay. It has one more situation it has. It when the mim sakin as well approaches the letter ba. Okay? Mim sakin approaches ba. Instead of noon sakin, mim sakin.
Also we produce a mim sound.
All right. For example we have minkum bina. For example, minkum bina. Okay, mim sakin plus ba is there, okay? As well, we apply the same rule.
Uh-huh.
Half meme sound or a hidden meme sound.
Yes.
Okay? With gunna. Remember with gunna. Yeah. With gunna, okay? Inshallah, we'll go through the examples here.
Inshallah. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, less in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, I told you that in Ayah 22, لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ, there is an iqlab example that I will tell you, okay? Now, go to this surah. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ, Ayah 22.
Yes.
The second last line. So, لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ, the answer for Ali Nasir's question. عَلَيْهِمْ ends with?
Mim.
Mim sakin. After mim sakin?
Ba.
We apply the rule. Iqlab here as well. How do you recite this ayah? Lasta alayhim bimusaytir. With gunna and also a hidden mim. Lasta alayhim bimusaytir. No. Alayhim bimusaytir. Do not quickly go to the next word, okay? Just apply the rule غنى as well, okay? And also a hidden meme. لست عليهم بمسيطر هم بمسيطر. Okay? That's easy.
Yes.
So whenever you see meme ساكين plus ba, apply the rule. Whenever you see نون ساكين or تنوين plus ba, apply the rule. Thanks for the question. Thanks for the answer. Okay. Next example. Min ba'di.
Min ba'di.
Okay, who can apply the rule here in this example?
Me.
Hussein Ruhullah?
Min ba'di.
Ahsan. Min ba'di. Noon is as well, noon sound is as well there, meme sound as well. Mixed. A combination of meme sound and noon sound, yes?
Yes.
It's just called like iqlab. Min ba'di with gunna. مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ. Okay, next example. Ali Nasir. فَأَنْبَتْنَا. Okay, فَأَنْبَتْنَا, mashallah. Hussein Musa, this example. كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ. كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ. تَنْوِين مِن بَ. Kiramin barara. How do you say this? Kiramin barara.
Kiramin barara.
Ahsan. Kiramin barara. But like stretch the sound. Okay, for two counts. Kiramin barara.
Kiramin barara.
Ahsan. Mashallah. So one more thing I have to tell you. This is important, okay? And it makes it very easy for you to understand the rule iqlab and the examples, okay? If you see the Quran at the beginning of the Tanween and Nun Sakin rules, okay, I told you that the examples are written in a very kind of specific way. For example, for the rule Idgham, if we are supposed to apply the rule Idgham, okay, the Tanween is written in a special way. Yes? And also for Idhar, the Tanween is written in a special way. And also for Iqlab as well, the same. So for Iqlab, the examples are like this. Whenever you see on the top of Nun Sakin or on the top of Tanween, okay, you see a Fatha with a tiny or baby meme, a Kasra with a tiny or baby meme, a Dhamma with a tiny or baby meme, okay, you see this. Or a Nun Sakin with a meme, small meme on the top, okay?
It is Iqlab.
You should understand that this is the example of Iqlab. This is the example of
Iqlab.
Okay, so let me tell you some examples. Okay, guys, go to Surah Abbas. Okay, the examples are there. We can take a look at them. The rule Idgham as well, Idhar as well, Ikhfa as well, Iqlab as well. Inshallah, we'll practice Surah Abbas and apply the rules, okay? Take a look at Ayah 16 of Surah Abbas. If our brothers are searching for Surah Abbas, it's chapter 30, page 585. And Surah Abbas, okay? Abasa wa tawalla, it starts with. Ayah 16, kiramin barara. Take a look at that word, kiramin barara. So, there is a tiny meme, right?
Yes.
Yes.
A tiny meme. So, kiramin barara. Make sure, okay, that this meme is written this way, okay? Kiramin, a usual meme, okay? A normal meme,
yes.
Okay? But there is also another meme, which is written this way.
Yes.
Okay, the tail is just stretched, okay, to the left side. That meme, okay, that's not the sign of Iqlab. That's the sign of?
Meme is working.
No. That's the sign of stop, okay? You have to stop. There is a must, okay? That meme, this way. It's written this way.
Yes.
The tail of the meme, okay? It's just stretched to the left side. But this meme, stretched down, okay? This is the sign of Iqlab. But the other meme is the sign of?
Stop.
Sir, I don't have meme.
Kiramin barara. Okay, kiramin barara. If you take a look, Usman Taha, if this is a version, okay? This Quran, okay? Kiramin barara. If you take a look, kiramin meme we have. And also, if this meme, kiramin, the meme, not the Iqlab sign, okay? If this meme, the word kiramin that ends with meme, if this sign, this meme, it is written in a very small font, okay, on the top of the words, okay, this is the sign of stop, okay? Uh-huh. This meme, this is style of meme, okay, this font. But that tiny meme, baby meme, down that meme, okay, that is the sign of Iqlab, kasra with meme. That's the sign of Iqlab, okay?
Iqlab.
It means you have to apply the rule Iqlab here. So how do you apply the rule? Read the word, the ayah. Who can read? Sayyid Ruhullah.
Kiramin barara.
Ahsan. Kiramin barara. Kiramin barara. Okay? Inshallah, the next session, we'll go through the next rules, okay? We'll have a quick review of these four rules again, okay? And we'll recite some ayahs, then we'll go to the next rules of Tajweed. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Is there anything else to say?
No.
For what?
Thanks to the students and the teacher.
Yeah.
Mostly students.
Okay. Especially and most especially, okay? Fawad Haider. So, Sayyid Musa, nothing to say? Okay. How about Al Nasir? Anything? Okay. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان